Good morning to all the dear friends, all the holy, beloved, devoted friends, loyal friends. All this week we worked non-stop, and we put a goal in the preparation for this duty. The tens of Ashkelon 2 and Tel Aviv 3. To awaken the friends, to open the hearts a little more of the whole world kli towards the purpose of creation, with a common demand from the Creator for you to receive new spirits, stern and strong spirits, endless forces to awaken and continue. So with great fear and the greatness of this stance that we're in, we're expecting that all the hearts of us all will become a flame that rises in prayer, gratitude and devotion and adherence between us, with a demand to bring contentment to the Creator in this coming lesson. We will absorb it into the connection between us above all the barriers, so that we will be able to function as one unit in partnership, as a virtuous people, and to be under this iron dome of our voot between us. So let's be strong and stronger, and we will strengthen and holy. We shall do and we shall hear. We're loving and hugging you all until Ein Sof Lechaim Bnei Baruch. Reader, please.
Kotev Baal HaSulam.
Baal HaSulam writes, he who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds, which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and actions. It is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Barachiah said, make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. Again, Baal HaSulam writes, he who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds, which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and actions. It is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Barachiah said, make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend.
A question for our first active workshop. What does it mean to choose a better environment? What is a choice of a better environment? Please.
The choice of the best environment is a choice in, first of all, in your 10. When you, every time when you look at the friends and see them as the greatest in the generation, and you try to be incorporated in all their thoughts and desires and help them and let them help you reach the spiritual path.
The choice of a better environment is one that lives on the greatness of the Creator and is aimed where every action is connected to the Creator through the whole ten.
To choose an environment is something we do every moment. When we think, where is my heart, where is my attention, and we try to keep the attention with the friends, with the ten.
Where there's most of the greatness of the Creator. That's the best environment for our goal.
The greatness of the Creator is in the friends every moment, more and more powerfully. We just need to open our eyes.
And for this to be revealed to us more, we invest in connection as much as possible against the feelings and thoughts that each personally has, and we constantly raise the value of connection in our environment.
A better environment is to always look for the common deficiency. Where is the common deficiency? Where is the deficiency? In which there are the desire for adhesion with the Creator, to be connected to the Creator in all our hearts. There, in this common place where the friends are, I always choose how I can help them. This is the place that I always want to return to.
Where are your thoughts? What do you choose each time? Where to be? What will impact you? From what desires are you incorporated? And I don't see.
Choosing a better environment means it's a choice that is done every moment. When you're willing to give your heart, to give everything you have, so as to have a connection, bonding and connection between the Ten and the Creator.
It was written in the excerpt that he is praiseworthy due to his efforts to come to better deeds and thoughts. So we need to compare our thoughts and desires by default to those I receive from the Ten and pay attention to how I
Chag Sameach, Ner Shmini, Sheyair Libenu.
Happy holiday. It's the eighth candle of the Hanukkah. Let it light our hearts. Books of love. Although it's still within reason, but we have gathered and we stand in order to receive from you another portion of light to correct our hearts and be the conduit for the general correction of all your children. We have only one thing to sell between us as a better and better environment, to appreciate spirituality above everything. Niv.
Rabash writes, we must aim while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot that our reward will be that by this we will be rewarded with emerging from the exile and enslavement in the will to receive for ourselves. And we will be able to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator. and we will not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and mitzvot. We'll read it again. We must aim, while engaging in Torah and mitzvot, that our reward will be that by this we will be rewarded with emerging from the exile and enslavement in the will to receive for ourselves. And we will be able to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator. And we will not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and mitzvot.
Workshop question number two, active workshop. What brings the Creator? What gives the Creator contentment during the lesson? Again, what gives the Creator contentment during the lesson? Active workshop number two.
Of course, prayer for the friends to be in one desire is with efforts to connect in prayer.
Gabriel writes, to do everything for the sake of the friends, so they will reach the goal. To ask the Creator for the strength for it. I will add, to ask the Creator to open their hearts.
We will bring contentment to the Creator if we observe the conditions of absorbing and receiving from Him this portion that we're supposed to receive in this lesson. As a group. As we help one another and build during the lesson a kli to absorb and implement all the counsels of the Kabbalists. And Liol writes to us to be in a common prayer with the friends for connection to bringing contentment. Yaakov writes, as we incorporate with the friends and ask for the forces, connect with the friends. And Dima adds that we have contentment that we have received the right and privilege to connect for Him.
What brings him contentment in the lesson is that I am totally immersed in a demand for help the friends, that the Creator will help them, that the Creator will give them the power of bestowal, that He will live between them and help them adhere. This is a contentment, that request for the friends, for the ten, for the common kli.
The Creator receives contentment from the right connection. So if during the lesson we connect around the writings of the Kabbalists, incorporate surrounding the desire to receive and reach the next degree that is closer to bestowal, then from that the Creator will receive contentment.
Avi writes, especially in the state of the lesson, the effort and the constant effort to return to the center of the ten gives contentment to the Creator.
Contentment to the Creator during the lesson is when we all actually think together, pray together in one circle, in one equal circle. And then He wants to enter that circle, simply as He sees that we're truly connected equally, and He truly wants to jump inwards and connect between us.
She sees that her children are playing nicely together and loving each other.
Yes,
I'm continuing to try many things. But it's not enough. Not enough things. But maybe an important thing is that I should continue to try. Another thing, the next thing, how to uplift a friend, how to come out of the thoughts for myself To continue and continue, that's the law, yes, to just continue. Maybe this will bring contentment also.
Maybe even to just make coffee with thoughts.
שאנחנו דוחים כל מיני
when we reject all kinds of
בשכל ורגש
personal temptations in our mind and feelings and upon that prefer connection as prior to the connection we don't want to receive anything else only in our connection.
What gives the Creator contentment is the need for His help. That place where I am, where I constantly need Him, I want His help. So, in this way, to never leave that. I want the help for the friends. Constantly ask for the friends.
There's no prohibition of being happy during the lesson, so let's rejoice that we are in connection with Him, and this will vitalize us, and together we will come to a true connection with Him.
And He's also happy that we don't stop demanding. Just like a little kid who wants his bike. We constantly never stop. But the important thing is that we don't ask for ourselves.
תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends.
בורא יקר וגדול,
dear and great creator, hear our voice.
על הזכות ללמוד,
we thank you for the privilege of learning to correct our hearts.
תן בלבנו,
please give our hearts a deficiency to be like your quality.
אנו מבקשים להוסיף יגיעה,
we wish to add effort and strength to our prayers and include in them the correction of the world and reality. Connect us as one man in one heart. Light our hearts so we can give you contentment.